Yeah, right now I'm just at my house, my billet house. It's actually just outside of Montreal, I think somewhere besides St. Julie, but I already had my training and ice today, so right now I'm just sitting at home.
That's when you say by billet, is this through the Canadians, or what's kind of the process right now ever since the draft?
Yeah, so they got me staying with a billet over here. It'd probably be pretty expensive if I was staying in the hotel, but no, it's been good, and just kind of getting fed here and everything like that. So it's working out pretty well.
So we'll talk about life after the draft, but let's talk about life before the draft for Kirin Rashidsky. You're playing midget AAA for the last 2 years with the Calgary North Stars. You're playing at Max Bell Center almost every night, and you go through the process there. A couple playoff rounds last year and the year before, but you play three games of junior A hockey for the Spruce Grove Saints, and then you commit to the Salmon Arm Silversbacks. You haven't committed to an NCAA school yet.
No.
When you found out about the draft, like, what was kind of your whole mindset? Did it even cross your mind that you were going to be drafted a couple weeks ago, or kind of how did things go that direction for, I guess, the last couple of days, but the days leading up into the draft, and then, of course, when your name was called?
Yeah, I guess, I had one of my friends, Braden Tracy. I knew he was going to be going pretty high, so I was paying attention to it a little bit. But I honestly had no idea that I was going to go. I was kind of like, I talked to them a little bit, so I thought, maybe if I have a really good year, I'll keep talking to them, but not drafted. I never thought that would happen for me. So, I was kind of just casually going about my day, and then when I found out, it just kind of hit me in the face really fast. So it was definitely crazy, but I was happy that it happened.
So who called you to tell you were drafted, first of all? And how many members of the Montreal Canadiens brass got a hold of you after?
Oh, it was my advisor, actually. I was just getting ready for work, and then he had phoned me, and I was like, I wonder what he's phoning about. It hadn't even crossed my mind because I was just really preoccupied, trying to eat and get ready for work. And then he had told me, and I was like, holy, what in the world just happened? I kind of had to, pause for a sec, and, he was like, are you there? And I said, yeah. And then he told me again, and I just kind of sat there, and my phone started blowing up. I didn't get any calls from any Canadian guys or anything like that. It was just, my friends and family just blowing up my phone. So, it just kind of happened really fast.
So how long did your battery last when everything was blowing up? And could you even number how many texts you got from how many people?
Not even close. I have no idea. I just kind of shut off my phone, and I was like, okay, let's take a couple breaths here. It was insane.
So let's just go back to your season with the North Stars, obviously in Calgary. Yeah. We are a radio station here out of Calgary. How was your season like with the North Stars? And even for that, the last couple of years you've had just in midget AAA.
Oh, it was really good. I've learned a lot playing for the North Stars, and I'm really grateful for it. We had a really good team this year and last year. Didn't do as well as we had hoped in the playoffs, but I met a lot of really good guys playing with them these last couple of years. So I can't thank the North Stars enough for that. And they're the reason that I'm over here right now. So. It's been a great experience playing there, and I've met a lot of new people and made a lot of friends. So,
as a 2001 born, this was your draft year, obviously. So you get selected by the Canadians, but the fact that you only played three junior games—it's just such an incredible story. Who is Kirin Rashidsky when he's home? Obviously, it's come off the radar a little bit, just how you were drafted in the seventh round, which is amazing the way you went through. When they put the stats up of the draft, they put where every league is, and there's one from the Alberta Midget Hockey League in courtesy of Kirin Rashidsky. But just kind of, what was it like, just the fact that you only played three junior games and you were able to prove yourself and make somebody from the Montreal Canadiens call your name on for the seventh round?
Yeah, it's just, I think just the fact that there's guys that have played, major junior for 2 years, and they didn't even go. They've worked hard, just as hard as I have, and they didn't go. It's just crazy to think. But, like you said, only three junior games. And, obviously you're not expected to get drafted at all from that. But I felt pretty good when I was up there. And, I just kind of, caught the attention of a scout a little bit. So, I mean, I just kept working hard, and I knew, like, just don't worry about it too much. Just kind of focus on this year and even focus on seminar next year, because I knew next year was a big year for me. But, no, I didn't try to pay too much attention to it. And then when it happened, I was like, is that even, like, possible? Like, guy getting drafted out of midget, like, that's just unheard of. So I was really grateful.
Well, just reading your profile here, you're 6'6", 201 pound, whether you've lost or gained or have added muscle. I'm not going to throw any sort of curveballs at you here, but is it safe to say you could be a shutdown defenseman at any time, or what defines Kieran Rushinsky as a hockey player?
Yeah, I'd say that's kind of my role, just kind of, like, you know, more defensive. I'm trying to work on my offensive game a little bit, you know, being a big guy, but I think, I was used in a lot of those kind of shutdown situations this year. Like I took pride in that. So, you know, as much as I want to say, you know, I'm a, you know, 30-point defenseman, like, that's not who I am right now. I'm trying to work on that side of my game. But, no, I like the, you know, taking pride in my D zone and, you know, trying to shut down the best players and doing my job. So.
So when we go from there, you've got junior next year with Salmon Arm. What kind of made your decision to go out to the BCHL? And obviously the next step would be, because as of right now, I don't see you committed to NCAA schools right now. What's kind of the next few months for yourself looking like?
It's been crazy with, like, you know, I've gone, especially after the draft, you know, schools were, you know, texting me and calling me and, you know, just wondering what I was doing. And, you know, my advisor and, you know, the scouts in Montreal, I think I should just take my time. And I think so too, because I didn't realize, like, just how fast it would all come. But, no, I'm just going to try to take my time with all that stuff. And then when I was deciding whether or not I was, you know, going to go play in Salmon Arm or not, it was pretty much between them and Spruce Grove. And that was probably, like, the hardest decision I've had to make with my hockey career, was choosing between those two teams, because I had started the year in Spruce Grove, and I loved everything about it. I had absolutely no bad things to say about that organization, but I just thought it'd be really good for me to kind of move farther away from home and live in BC and, you know, just kind of grow up a little bit and, you know, see what they have to offer, because I really like what, you know, Salmon Arm has said and what they have there too. So that was kind of the decision I made. It had nothing to do with, you know, the quality of organizations. They're both great. So that was the reasoning.
That's not a bad place to be in Salmon Arm. Kind of with the Silverbacks, Scott Atkinson used to be the coach of the Edge School here in Calgary. Any connections with him as to your decision on the going to BC?
No, I didn't even know really kind of who he was. Like, I'd heard about him a little bit because, you know, I had guys, you know, that knew I was talking to Salmon Arm, and they were telling me, like, oh, yeah, he's a good coach. So no connection prior, but just kind of people telling me that he was a good guy. And so I just decided it'd be the best place.
So next step, you are in the BCHL. You're signed. You will be playing there this coming year. NCAA schools, how much conversation have you had? And just because I'm just going to put it out there, being drafted and not committed yet, I'm sure there's been a few teams from all parts of the United States have levitated towards you. What's that process been like, where somebody's asking you for their services in about 2 to 3 years?
Yeah, it's been pretty overwhelming. Like once the draft came and then I went, it was like, you know, a bunch of different schools, like, that, like, some I didn't even, like, think about were, you know, sending me stuff saying, oh, we just want to get you out here in the summer or whatever. And so that was insane, because, you know, I didn't even think I was going to get drafted, like, let alone this much from school. So it was crazy, and I'm just trying to take my time with it all and, like, try to go to the best place possible for my development. But I knew, like, they were going to come at me, and it's just just got to kind of take my time with this stuff, I guess.
I won't name names because it's a whole bunch of fun stuff talking to the NCAA and who you can't and all the fun rules in between. So we'll leave it at that. We know you're going to commit to the NCAA at some point here, Kieran. But let's move back to the Montreal Canadiens. You go to their first development camp. There's some pretty highly touted prospects. You look at Nick Suzuki in the first round as a forward and just some returnees from about the camps prior. What was that experience like? And kind of take me through what, from day one to your final day, how things progressed.
So I did not go to the development camp in Montreal. So unfortunately I had diplomas 2 days in a row during the camp, and we tried to work things out with my school and my principal, but they just didn't work out the best that I could. And, you know, I had family who thought it'd be the best that I just kind of stay here and finish that. Then I can go to development camp, you know, next year and even leave for Montreal to train in the summer. So we just thought that was the best option for me.
So who have you been in contact with the Canadians since you've been drafted? What's kind of been going there?
Mostly the amateur scout, Ken Moran. You know, I've talked to, you know, most of the staff, but he's been the one I've been talking to most. He's just kind of been helping me with all the attention from schools and kind of just guiding me through the process. Because, you know, if I like have to compare it to like the hockey I've done before and just like the way I go about doing things, it's a whole lot different. So he's kind of helped me out along the way. So that's been really good.
Who kind of got you in there, going a little bit more personal? What got you into hockey, and kind of who do you idolize and try to be like as a hockey player?
So I started hockey kind of late. I think I was about 8 or 9 when I first started playing. Like I got into it pretty late. Like I wasn't one of those kids who was, you know, 2 years old on the outdoor rink. You know, I kind of got into late. I'd played soccer and everything like that before. But I remember I was at my aunt's house, and like they had the game on. I saw Jerome Iginla, and I've looked up to him, like, you know, pretty much my whole life. You know, we're both African-American or whatever you want to call it. But, you know, I looked up to him and I saw that he was a leader, and, you know, that kind of, you know, motivated me. Like, you know, I kind of want to try this sport out. And obviously I was horrible at first. It took me a little while to, you know, start learning what I was doing, but he was kind of like my inspiration for like just wanting to attempt to play hockey. And I kind of just fell in love with it from there.
So obviously you're a Flames fan, but you are drafted to the Montreal Canadiens, the team that's won the most ever Stanley Cups, storied franchise, you know, a great leader as a defenseman, and Shea Weber's there. When you heard the word Montreal Canadiens, not just the point that you got drafted, but an original six team, everything that goes with the mecca that is the Canadiens, what's it like to say that you're property of the Montreal Canadiens?
Oh, it's surreal. It's honestly something else. Like you said, like they're, you know, one of the most, you know, one of the biggest organizations in the NHL. You know, they've been around for so long, and they're just winners. And I'm so grateful to be a part of that and just kind of, you know, get used to the culture and everything. I think it's going to take me a little while to learn some French, but other than that, I can be happier with where I am and, you know, who I'm with and how they've treated me. So, just really grateful.
Obviously, development's big when you're going the route that you are of NCAA and Junior A, and you know, take a little bit more time. And especially yourself, as you mentioned, you didn't start really playing hockey at a high level or a higher level till you're 8 or 9. Just what's sort of the next step for you in your development? What do you need to get better? What have the Canadians told you you need to get better at?
Yeah, like obviously just like the little things, like, you know, just making sure my technique is really good when I skate and everything like that. Just, you know, keeping my chest up, bending my knees, just like small details like that, you know, for efficiency and everything like that. It's just been really good the way they've kind of handled that. You know, nothing too big right now. They just got me in the gym and on the ice with edge work and skills. Yeah, like you said, you know, for development, I've always kind of been a late developer. Like I was never the best hockey player, in bantam and, you know, even in midget. So I think it's really important that I kind of just take the time to, you know, figure my body out a little bit and, you know, just slowly keep getting better.
Well, Kieran, we'll leave it at that. I really appreciate your time today. Drafted out of midget, 3 games in junior. You're going to play for the Salmon Arm Silverbacks. We'll talk about an NCAA commitment at some point in your young, lustrous career. But starting from 8 years old, 8, 9 years old, and then now as an NHL draft pick, it's a great story. It's great to talk to you. I haven't met you face-to-face, but I'm sure we'll do it soon. And thanks very much for being here. And best luck with your training in Montreal, and best luck in Salmon Arm this coming year.
Thank you very much. You know, I appreciate that.